Hello. In this video, we'll have a look on how we can take advantage of alternate CSS URL and modify the branding of a site using custom CSS and in the level of whatever the CSS can actually override or provide within the UI. This is one of the patterns and practices branding examples named as branding alternate CSS and site logo. So it's also showing how to change the site logo within the site using remote APIs. And this is a provider hosted application like many of our patterns and practices guidance, and it's showing the business logic for those two different properties. In real life, you would associate this needed business code as part of your site provisioning. So as part of your site provisioning for site collections or subsite, you would then set these settings accordingly using then a console application, PowerShell, or whatever is your chosen model for applying your branding within your custom site collections. So let's do an F5. I already deployed this application to my dev site. And this is from a UI perspective, this is an extremely simple application. And I already have that breakpoint waiting on the code as well. So from a UI perspective, there's actually two buttons, apply a scenario and clear logo and custom CSS. So this, like mentioned, this is not meant to be used as such within your production. It shows a pattern which you can adapt or include it among your own customization or as part of your site provisioning, which is the typical model where these things are actually applied. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click the run scenario and let's walk through the code slightly. So how do we actually make these things happen? So first of all, we need to get the CSS and the image to the other side. I'm going to quickly show you where the image is currently located. So these two things in my provider hosted application are the ones which we are using within to modify the site. So they're actually hosted in my provider hosted application site. So what we need to do is to use the remote APIs to actually upload them to the site. And in this case, we're using English sites. So bear in mind, obviously, if you're using a non-English site collections, this particular URL would have to be changed in a slightly different way. But that's not the key point of the example. It's more about how do we set those properties and upload the needed files. So we take the instance to the Contoso CSS. We read all the bytes from the Contoso CSS, and then we override the settings so we're able to actually override if we do any updates in our CSS to the site. And there we go, the file has been uploaded to the site. So essentially, these six lines of code is the same thing as module element within the feature framework approach. But now you are able to clearly indicate and checking the code and debug the code, is it going the right direction and is the settings properly applied. And there we go, there goes our image and the logo, which we will be set as a property to the site as well. And then the only thing what we need to do is to set the web.alternate CSS and web.site logo URL accordingly and to point to those files which are already uploaded to the right library. In this case, we uploaded those files to the site assets library. You could just as well upload them to a hidden folder or a site style library or site style library folders within your site collection as well. It really depends on where do you want to store them. They could be actually also stored outside of the SharePoint as well in a content delivery network. And as we can see, custom CSS and logo has been applied to the host web. And let's open up the host web. So we're able to see the clear difference in our dev site collection, how it's actually rendering itself. And as you can see, well, the design itself is not pretty, but it's actually indicating and showing a clear difference. And the alignment has been centralized. We've done some additional, in quotes, branding configurations. We even relocated some of the controls and some of the functionalities. So you're able to see, for example, that area has been relocated within the site. It's typically underneath the search, and now it's actually relocated in a different location. So using the CSS, you can actually do much more than just compare to the custom themes within a SharePoint. You can do also additional modifications. You can actually go to the level that with the CSS you provide provide a responsive experience where the CSS is then controlling based on the device attributes how the page will adapt the resolution of the used device. And just to show you this one in practice, so I'm going to actually go back on the code itself. It's pretty significantly different. I'm going to do clear logo and custom CSS. So let's actually clear the settings. That doesn't take that long. The good thing about these operations is that this is extremely fast operation. We're just adding the CSS to the site and setting that property. And we immediately are seeing that significant difference on the site. So this is an out-of-the-box theme, out-of-the-box dev site. If I go here and update the page, you're able to see the same reflected change on the site. But with that custom CSS, which we applied to the site, we were able to apply pretty significant branding changes also, well, across the whole layout. And that's all we're going to do in this video. So thanks for your time.